Can Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did?
Hello, everybody out there expecting to hear Dawn Reiss right now. She is taking the night off, and I am going to substitute for her with in her spot for the Hollywood Connection with a special extended edition of the WrestleMania Star Show. And tonight, I have a very special guest. His name is Austin Marlin.
Hello.
And he is the... Say hello.
Hey, everybody.
And he owns Retro Rat, a nice collectible toy comic.
Trip down memory lane to your childhood. Toys, comics, video games, all that kind of rad stuff.
Yes, and before we begin, and this is going to be so much fun.
Yes, it will. And Austin, just do me one favor. You got to talk right into the microphone.
All right.
There we go. There we go. All right.
Yeah, don't be afraid of it.
Yeah. All right,
it
all right,
won't
all right.
bite you.
For those listening, hi, I'm Matt. I'm the producer. I'm just trying to help these guys out.
We love you, Matt.
I love you guys, too.
Oh, giddy. Okay, before we begin, I do want to just thank one of my sponsors, which is Viper Video in Tampa. And it is
great store.
It is located at 706 A West Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. If you need any kind of movie whatsoever on physical media, because physical media is not dead, it needs support, which is getting all the other stores except Walmart.
Yeah.
Is
yeah, physical media
them.
Is very much alive.
Well, Walmart owns a lot of the distributorship of physical media. I am not talking well today for some reason. I don't know. But we're really happy with them. And right next to them is Nerd Out Comics. So we give them a special shout out. And, of course, I couldn't do this also without Memphis Style Barbecue in Largo. And you can catch him serving up award-winning desserts, the Fruit Loop Cheesecake.
That sounds good.
It was everything. I was like, I may leave my husband for this. And you can catch him all over Largo, but he's at Quench Lounge every Tuesday with the Drag Queen Bingo. And, you know, so that's absolutely fabulous. And, of course, I want to thank the House of Stars, who is also going to be contributing to us. We, you know, I'm so honored to be in that house. And, of course, I couldn't doubt it without the listeners, so we thank you for listening. So, Austin, introduce yourself.
My name is Austin. I am the owner of Retro Rat Toys in Largo, Florida.
Ooh.
Ah.
Okay. So, how did you come up with the name Retro Rat?
Actually, Retro Rat was me, my mom, and my dad one year on Christmas Eve thinking of a name for the new business. And we pretty much went through all types of different names, but we settled on Rat. Well, I did. It was just one of the pitches, but it's the one that stuck with me the most. Just because I'm kind of relentless when it goes to my picking. I'll go in any attic. I'll go in any basement, garage. Show me a dusty box, I'm in, which a rat pretty much gets into anything to find his cheese.
Yeah, I was just like, I just had like, I said, you said dusty box, and I had to giggle. I had to giggle. I'm being naughty. Okay, I want to go a little bit back history because I met you.
We go back years. Yes.
Okay, at Roel,
the Big Top Flea Market.
The Big Top Flea Market, which when I first started setting up, I set up when I worked for somebody else, and there was a 2-year waiting list to be a vendor there. It was a big deal if you got in Big Top, and what it became towards the end was just sad.
Yeah, yeah, it really went downhill as far as attendance and all that stuff in the market.
And the manager was a complete weenie tot. I see, I was like, I think of one thing, you're on the radio, Russell, shut up. Think something, go that. But, yeah, and... Three of you I met Michael Aragon.
Yes, Michael's a very good friend of mine still to this day, and to you.
Yes, yeah. Actually, he has, his stage name is Michael Mania.
Yes, yes, he does stand up now as well.
Yeah. You know, I was so happy that I think between you and I, we got him out of his shell.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I kind of forced him out of his shell into some uncomfortable situations. Number one, because it gave me a chuckle, and number two, because it allowed him to blossom into himself.
And I dragged him to drag shows and put him on stage doing stand up. Yeah. And he was like, first time he saw Conundrum, and he was like, that's a dude. And I'm like, no, that's a trans woman. Yeah.
Well, Michael's always been a really funny guy, too, so it's good that you got him out of his shell and got him exposed more to people.
Yeah, he's out there working as an actor in Arizona, yeah. So, you know, yeah. He's doing his thing, and he's happy with Heather, and we still stay in touch. He's a fan of Movie Reviewer on TikTok.
Yes, yes.
And I just started doing my TikTok movie review, the 60-second movie review.
Yes, I've seen you're watching movies and leaving reviews now.
And it's like, no, people like me. Universal's starting to send me stuff now. Apple TV gave me a free subscription to review, and I got to see Monarch, which was, you know, I'm the big Godzilla fan. So
I have yet to see -1. No, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And it got extended a whole new week.
Until the 13th. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Good things about that movie.
Yes. It's extremely good. And actually, it will be the first Godzilla movie I'm predicting to be nominated for Best Foreign Language Movie at the Academy Awards. Yes. Yeah. It's already won the Best Picture Oscar for Japan. Okay. That's saying something, because it's not like any other Godzilla movie ever made.
No. All right, then you guys might get a kick out of this story. So, you remember the Matthew Broderick version?
Okay, that's Zilla. That's not Godzilla. That's just Zilla.
Yeah, so when Zilla came out, I was 10 years old at the time. I was still living in New York. And you guys can see the sweatshirt I'm wearing. I'm a New York Islander fan. I'm a hockey fan. Went to the movies with my dad. He took me to go see it. The theater's crowded. They get to the scene where they show up at Madison Square Garden in New York City, and they realize the monster's got the eggs at the garden.
Mm-hmm.
10-year-old me, I yell out, "Let's go, Islanders!" Guy in front of me claps it. It gets better. About 10 minutes later, they blow up the garden. Me and the guy in front of me start applauding in the middle of the movie theater. Half the theater's got that reaction. They're laughing hysterically. And my dad, who's sitting next to me, almost falls out of his chair. He's laughing so damn hard.
Yes.
Probably the only time I've ever gotten a standing ovation for something stupid I said in the middle of a movie.
I'm pretty used to that, just for stupid stuff I do generally in public.
Oh, yeah.
I've been known to do a few stupid things.
At least you can laugh about it now, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd laugh at it while it's happening. One thing is, you have to be able to find comedy in any situation. Comedy knows no bounds. You need to be able to laugh about everything some way, somehow.
But that's also the good thing about most comedians, they can't take stuff too seriously.
Exactly.
It's like, man, that's messed up. Where's the joke?
Yeah.
And you know this just as well as anybody, Rush. You're a comic yourself.
Yeah, I've been told I'm not.
By who?
I've been told a lot. The comics in Lakeland really hate me.
Why?
Because I don't attend their events and I don't go to their open mics. One, I'm working. Okay. Right. Two, I don't need to go on open mic as much because I host them.
Right.
I have my own.
Yeah, you're the MC.
And just to let everybody know that's listening, your open mics are in Tampa, right?
My open mics are everywhere.
All right.
Tampa, Lakeland, St. Pete. Okay,
do them here in Clearwater?
We don't do them in Clearwater yet because I'm also the producer of Stand Up for News Live events.
Right.
So we go everywhere. I don't have to MC everything now. I just, you know, we just hire somebody to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm starting a new one in Orlando. And the thing is, I applaud them that they want to do that, but then, you know, they don't want to attend any of my events. And, you know, it's like, okay, baby, take your basketball and go play by yourself. And I said, by yourself? I am on my best behavior today. So, you know, I just don't get it. But, I don't care. And then, you know, now I'm on the radio, I've done movies, and I think there's a little jealousy there. Because there are people in Lakeland, they don't get out of Polk County. There's only one club there, Laugh Out Lounge. Big club. Okay, but they sign up 40 people for open mic night. You get 2 minutes. What are you going to do with 2 minutes?
Yeah, that's one story of that.
There's barely enough to scratch you. You know what? Two minutes of stand-up. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, you know, whatever. So anyway, I wanted to say this too, because when I met you, I was in AA.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I can drink now.
All right.
I've graduated from that, and I don't get crazy.
Yeah.
And I like the gummies.
Yeah, learn your limitations. I love gummies, too.
I love the gummies.
Yeah.
So, but you were so positive with me when I wanted to come back and do this. You know, your partners with Chris at the time,
yes.
who was a stand-up comic.
Yes.
Who
and even worked at a comedy club, too, yeah. which we still attend all the time. He gets us tickets.
You know, and he didn't really try to help me much.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I'm
okay.
always big in supporting people. So I always try to help people whenever I can and be a good, positive impact on people that I cross throughout our lives.
You used to give me props and stuff
yeah.
so I could use in my show, and I really appreciated that.
Oh, you're welcome, brother.
You know, and then when my store was doing crappy, he was like, I'll buy some stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It was pity purchasing, but I was like, well, just mark it down. You know, so, but it was some good times there, and I met some really good people at the Big Top.
And that's what we were just talking about out there. I miss a lot of the people. I miss a lot of the friends and other vendors. But I don't really miss the hot. I don't really miss the cold. I don't really miss kids puking in my booth.
Oh, yeah, kids. Or people just shoplifting.
Spilling beer. And yeah.
You know, yeah, beer. Yeah, the first flea market I ever went to, they had alcohol. Other than Webster, but it was only certain parts of Webster.
Yeah.
And I miss doing the flea market thing, you know, because... you know, I have like 1,200 Blu-rays in my house right now.
But you watch them all.
I watched them all, and Lewis is like, oh, God, now he's getting free ones. You know, because
build another shelf.
Shelf. I got, you know, I just got Fast X free, and it was, you know, it was worth every penny I paid for it.
Oh, anything Fast and Furious, I'm all about it. I'm a huge car guy in
yeah,
general.
I got that, but that last one, no. Anyway, I'm just like, no. Even when I put it on TikTok, I got 4 views. I just took it off.
Don't get me wrong. The franchise is good, but they should have stopped after like 7.
The first one will always be the best. And then Tokyo Drift is number 2. Tokyo Drift was amazing. Yeah.
And that should have had a sequel.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah. They should have done another spinoff of Tokyo.
You know, because it brought people back from the dead and all this. Like, I'm like, what is this, Jason? But anyway, you know.
No, they should have stopped it. At worst, should have stopped at 9 when they brought Han back. Don't go to 10. Don't do all this stuff with Jason Momoa, as much as I love him as an actor.
I thought Jason Momoa was great. Yeah, I'm sorry.
He saved that movie.
He played a flamboyant villain extremely well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I even thought that he might be playing gay, because he was swishing.
There was swishing.
And it's a complete 180 character change for Jason Momoa, going from Aquaman to that.
But it's also cool to see him play that character because, like you said, Aquaman, but also in real life, he's a very rugged, motorcycle riding, living off the grid kind of guy.
Yeah.
So it's great to see him that he can be extremely... He has a great personality. He can be an extremely diverse in whatever role that he plays.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was the best part of the movie. I just think my opinion, though, is one, it ended terribly because they were assuming there was going to be another one. And this one really tanked at the box office.
Yeah.
Just, you know, but Indiana Jones did. Obviously, Indiana Jones did. Because he's too freaking old.
I said that they should
have. Well, Chris Pratt was going to be Indiana Jones.
It should have been.
But Harrison stepped in and said, nobody is this but me.
Then you should have let it go, and you should have stopped at Last Crusade in 89.
Yeah.
You should not have come out with
Crystal Skull was horrible.
Yes, it was.
And I didn't even see Dial of Destiny.
I haven't either.
Paramount, if you're listening, please send me a disc of that, and I'll review it for you.
Well, I want to see it just that way I could say I saw every indie movie made, but at the same time, it's like I don't want to pay money for it because Crystal Skull sucked that badly.
Eventually, if you wait long enough, almost anything becomes free on a streaming app on your Fire Stick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going to say this, that Disney has really mishandled Lucasfilm, in my opinion. And they started off kind of strong with The Force Awakens because at least people went to see it. Almost made $1 billion in this country.
Oh, yeah. Well, their movies aren't as good as their series. They need to put Favreau in lead of the movies like they do with the series. And what's his name? Watiti? I don't want to say that wrong. But, yeah, those two, those are the powerhouse. In fact, Favreau, we can pretty much thank for all of the Marvel movie universe because he did Iron Man. Like, he's the one that brought the comic movies to the big screen that were actually successful. There were more that paved the way, but he's the one that really made them pop.
Yeah, I agree with that. But again, and then, of course, you got Ms. Marvel, which was actually supposed to be on Disney Plus. It was supposed to go to Disney Plus. It should have just went to Disney Plus. You know, and movies like Hocus Pocus 2 should have been in theaters.
Yeah, Hocus Pocus 2 was great.
Wait, I didn't even know that came out.
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus 2, yeah.
On what?
On Disney Plus.
Yeah,
Disney.
That's why I didn't know about it. I don't have Disney
Plus. It should have went to theaters. Okay, I don't know why they didn't. They missed a golden opportunity there.
Yeah.
Because Hocus Pocus 3 in development, now Sister Act 3 is supposed to just go to Disney Plus. No, you put those are brands, and you put them out in theaters.
They're already cult classics.
Yeah, you know, you got a built-in audience that will go see them. Okay, but anyway, you know, I need to have a whole new movie review show, but I'll be doing that later. But, all right. Now,
this is what you get when you listen to the WrestleMania Star Show. And if anybody wants to get in on the conversations that we have tonight, 727-441-3000 if you're so inclined to take calls, Russ.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So
it depends on who it is.
Right.
If it's a hater, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, trust me. That's what I'm here for. Hater that's free zone.
Everybody love everybody.
That's right.
Yeah. I can, the words of the great Jackie Moon.
I can throw shade, but I don't feel like it's a day.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not in dread. Well, I kind of am with the hat. But anyway.
727-441-3000. That's the phone number to call.
Okay. Another question that is intriguing me, too, is... What is your best sellers?
The best seller actually is loose action figures. That is kind of our claim to fame at a lot of conventions and in the store because we actually take the time to bag, tag, and properly hang them to make it easy to go through and versus digging through a bin. And a lot of the collector market right now is focusing heavy on loose figures.
Yeah, you always had the loose figures. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, even
you had
at the
them
market.
Separated.
Yeah.
And you had a, oh my goodness, how much really were you paying for all that space by the time it ended? It was asinine.
Chris and I were splitting $1,300 a month at the flea market.
And, you know, and it came with real fleas, though.
Yes, real fleas, real spiders, real snakes, squirrels, birds. We had it all. It was also
except
a zoo.
Customers.
Yeah, towards the end, not many customers.
Not many customers. No. It was really sad and no management style at all, except bad. All right. Oh, have you ever considered opening up a second location in a different city?
Second location in a different city is something we have talked about. We were actually looking into putting a second location in the Fort Myers area, but we have decided to put that on hold for right now because we want to focus on building a larger, better location in the Clearwater Largo area that we're already at because that's where our loyal base is, and that's where we want to focus on first. After we get a bigger location in this area, then we're going to, in the future, look at actually expanding. And we're actually going to be taking it as a brand this coming year, too. So we're not just going to be a store. We are going to be becoming a full-on clothing, lifestyle, accessory, just a brand. Retro Rat will no longer be a store. It will still be a store, but it'll also be a brand.
Yes, many people do know I'm good at branding.
Yes, you are.
Because I've made my name a logo.
Yep, yeah, so that is something we're going to start pushing on next year is because we already have some, you know, shirts, hats, things like that. And, like, I'm wearing a hoodie right now that's ours. But we really want to take Retro Rat and push it out to the masses as a brand and not just a store. So we're a lifestyle.
When you do that, you know, I'm going to get a shirt, and when I do stand up, I'll be wearing it all over.
Oh, town. I got you, man. I'll go ahead and get you one now. I'll go ahead and put the order in.
And actually, I'll even wear it when I do some TikTok videos, so you'll get that exposure for
Sounds
free.
Sounds good, brother. Thank you.
You know, there you go. So, that's pretty much all my sponsorship is. They give me stuff. They don't always give me cash. They give me stuff I'm going to buy anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and do that. So I'm like, I told my husband, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to buy those anyway. I like the videos.
And if it's free, it's free.
You know, so it all balances out in the wash. Plus, I'm on the radio. Look
exactly.
at me. You know, yeah, I never imagined when we first met
you
that I would be here.
You are a growing personality.
I am. I'm something anyway. I do have the face for radio, many people tell me. What was your favorite toy when you were a kid?
Oh, man. When I was a kid, my absolute favorite toy. Keep in mind, a lot of my toys were hand-me-downs from all my cousins that were older. I was an only child, but I had tons of cousins. Some of my favorite toys I remember destroying in my aunt's garage were He-Man. Vintage Masters of the Universe. That was one of my favorite coming up. And then also, I was really big into Power Rangers as well as a kid. That was another thing.
Yeah. Mine, because I'm much older, was Tinker Toys.
Ah, Tinker Toys.
Yeah,
we don't really deal on that now.
No, and Lincoln Logs. And
I still played with Lincoln Logs from time to time.
And those are, if you've got original sets of those are worth some money there.
Well, do they even make those anymore, or are you going off the original sets you guys have?
They actually, I don't know about this day, but they still are produced. Yeah,
they still are produced. They're just much cheaper.
They're more plastic than wood.
I still remember playing with the plastic wood semi things when I was a kid. I still remember them. My mom had a set with them. I played with them all the time as a kid.
Yeah.
But that's the only downside is I never see them anymore. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah, a lot of the old classic toys now, the most time you see them is in like a Cracker Barrel gift store.
Yeah, exactly.
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I love them biscuits.
We have an antique mall in Lakeland.
Yes. Yeah.
And I see some stuff there all the time. And sometimes I think of you when I see that. And I'm like, okay. And then I look at the price and went,
it's amazing. A
like
lot of stuff
$400
goes for
a set of Lincoln Logs. And I'm like, are you on crack? I go, well, it is Lakeland. It is Polk County. It's a good possibility. Not tonight. I shouldn't make fun of them. Okay. I shouldn't make fun. Do you have any special events coming up? Any conventions that you're going to?
Our next big convention we're going to be at is the St. Pete Comic Con. I believe that's the 6th and 7th in downtown St. Pete. And then after that, our next big one is the biggest one in the state. That is in the first weekend of February. That is MegaCon.
Ooh. MegaCon.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's the granddaddy. It's the one we all look forward to every single year.
I would imagine that.
Yeah.
I think the radio show should give me a press pass so I don't have to pay.
Yeah, exactly. Right, get on that. Get him a press pass.
I want a press pass.
We'll talk to Lola, see what we can do. Lola's our owner.
All right. Because I don't need one for the Tampa Bay Screams because I'll be working there, and for the one in the Comic-Con in Orlando. Mm-hmm. Working for, Indie Horror Junkie.
All right.
Magazine. I've done some movie reviews there. I've got movie reviews now on Amazon.
Oh, nice.
International Movie Database. I was like just pulling up my page, just like, that's me. so when I die, I'm going to be, here we are. I'm still here. Okay. You said I kind of planned ahead.
Oh, yeah, so you got a whole list of questions.
I'll answer anyone you want. I'll do this. And all right, if you could change anything setting up your business, what would it be?
Anything setting up my business. Honestly, the one thing I would change is if I could have started out with everybody in the exact crew that we have right now. I am blessed. Our crew at Retro Rat is literally the strongest crew I have ever experienced when it comes to a working team. We actually are like the motley crew of the Toy and Tomic game because we're all superstars in our own right. And I believe if Retro Rat could have started day one with the crew we have now, we would be way farther ahead than we are at this point in time.
Well, I think you've done amazing.
Oh, I have. I've been very fortunate, but I owe it all to my team. Literally, our team right now is a powerhouse.
That is so awesome to hear that. By the way, if you ever open up one in Lakeland, I want to be a manager.
That is actually, there's not much in Lakeland, so it is on our little dartboard of potential areas.
Think of me for management.
Gotcha,
I can
brother.
Run a business, and I'm pretty good at social media and getting stuff out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I can get people to come to Herb Labs and Plant City, which is a little dinky place, okay, to see comedy and I love it, though, because it's a CBC shop, and everybody's giggling anyway. So
and Retro Rat, we are very, very friendly. Safety meetings a couple times a day.
So, yeah, and I've been meaning to come as Cartman one night. And
bring it on, brother.
And just kind of dance around.
Yeah.
But because I'm kind of retiring that part, I won't be doing Elton so much anymore. and all that, because I'm busy doing real stuff and the adult anime now I'm doing now, and it's I can't believe I'm doing that stuff.
Hey man, the manga's big. Why can't you be big too?
Actually, my avatar is. Anyway.
All right.
So yeah, it's really a cool thing, and you know, it's one thing that I always, and the reason I think that I've gotten far along is because you really set me an example of if you have enough drive, you know, because I'm sure people said no to you.
Oh, yeah.
And I got turned down by a lot of, you know, a lot of show directors turned me down and all that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start my own venues. And you know what? And then now, though.
Exactly. Never take no for an answer. That's just a no from them. That's not a no from somebody else. Never stop, you know, driving forward. And you're going to get discouraged. You're going to have your times of down. And that's normal. You're going to get down. But you know what? You get down, you get right back up, and you get some more no's. Because every no is going to lead to a yes.
You know, and a lot of it is, it's like I have learned that it's much easier not to deal with the show directors than just deal with the bar owners.
Yeah.
And say, I have an idea. You know, and I go to a place that doesn't have a show.
Yeah.
And say, let me do this for you. Sometimes they give the first one free just to work it out.
Yeah, and, just to show them what you can do, yeah.
You know, and you do it. And sometimes, and there were a lot of times I did do stuff for free, and I ended up getting screwed a little bit. But you know what? I learned things.
Right.
I learned how to put a show together.
If you don't fail, you'll never succeed.
That's right.
You have to fail in order to succeed.
And you know, I'm sure you've seen a couple of drag shows. You know that behind the scenes, these things are, there's so much drama. And I just look at them and say, look, there's only one diva in this show, and that's me. It's my stage. And like, there's the door.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to get that courage because I thought he needed them. I'm like, I can go up there and do stand up for the next 10 minutes. Okay, I have a skill outside of this.
Yeah.
Okay, and actually my drag kids, I make them do stand-up. I put them in open mics and say, you ever want to host a show? You need to learn how to do it. You need to learn how to read the audience and have enough confidence in yourself. And, you know, and you do a lot of crowd work. Now, you know, because, you know, one person, Matt Rife, is really good at that, mm-hmm. with the crowd work. But then he did that little special, and he's not so special now, is he? I'm like, it's good. Just really insult your core audience. It's really nice. Okay, where do you see... You kind of almost answered this for me. Anybody retroactive in the next 5 years? Because you went for the branding.
Yeah. We're going to be branding. Within the next 5 years, I see Retro Rat being a household name. In this state and out of this state. We are relentless. We are here. We will be known. We don't like doing the cookie cutter business model. We are ourselves. We're not here to impress you. We're here to be us and have fun doing it. And I see our attitude and the way we run business and actually treat people with respect and care about people. We're going to the top, and we're going to be a household name all over.
That is awesome. A lot of people do not, or did not, respect businesses that are in flea markets.
No. And a lot of people look down on flea market business, but you have to start somewhere.
You learn so much from it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and when I first started, when I first took credit cards, you had to buy the machine, and you rent it. You didn't buy it. You rented it and leased it. And
it's amazing, and it's sad that there aren't enough flea markets around, not
no,
just here, but in general.
No, they're all disappearing all over the
U.S.
They're
disappearing because their real estate is more valuable than what they're going to make in the rent.
Yes, I mean, then a lot of them are learning the hard way that their real estate, after they sell it and they test the land, that it ain't worth nothing. And then they're stuck sitting on a piece of land that they can't sell, and they've already ditched the insurances that have been on the market for years, and now they got nothing but land that they can't do nothing with.
And for that, I just say, ha ha.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because you know when Big Top closed, they were not nice, and they didn't give us any notice at all, hardly. And I think they gave us a week's notice or whatever.
Yeah. It was more like a month. There was talking about it, but they didn't give the exact notice like a week out. But as soon as I heard that, you know, as soon as Chris and I were like, okay, this is a bug in our ear. What are we going to do? And Chris was like, I'm not going to do this anymore, because he had everything going on in his life. Sadly, you know, with his medical and everything, he couldn't continue. But, you know, I went ahead and I said, I'm going for it. It's just a situation that it's do or die, and I chose do because die is not an option.
Yeah, and I I wanted to continue it. I did it. And then I said, well, you know what? I'm going to go set up at Wagon Wheel. That last thing, they dogged them really bad because they didn't even tell the employees.
Now, there is a flea market. I haven't done in a while. I go to shop. But every now and then, you will see us pop up with some tables of stuff at Webster. It has happened.
Yeah. I was even thinking about that because I don't necessarily want to sell movies anymore because, although, you have to admit that King Geek and Replay Video was kind of ahead of its time.
Yeah.
I was about 3 years too early.
Exactly, because now everybody's catching on to the physical media, the DVDs, the Blu-rays, and even now the VHS. VHS is huge.
Laserdisc.
Even Laserdisc, yeah. I mean, these are never things that I saw myself actually hunting for or wanting to buy, but now it's like, oh, you got OG release first print VHS horror movies, bring them.
Yeah, I can help you with that.
I'm all about it.
I can help you with that.
Yeah.
Between you and Viper, you know.
Oh yeah, no. Viper is great. I have not personally been yet to visit the store, but I do send a lot of people there when they come and buy VHS from us. I refer them to go check out Viper Video as well. And also, Viper Video helps out a lot of our friends and our local movie producers, makers, all that stuff. Yeah. So even though I have not physically yet been there, I still heavily support them. We all do in the store.
Okay, actually, in the movie 187 times in Doomsday Stories, because it's part of that, we shot my scene in Viper Video.
Nice.
Okay, so he kind of shut the store down, you know, and he left, and you know, it was me and my friend David, and we did because I was like a zombie thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a really, really fat zombie, but you know.
I was a vampire.
I was going to be a vampire too.
Yeah. You were good. You said you were going to be in that movie with us as well. Yeah, Adam and I were Adam, he's in the store. He's a part of our crew. He is another very, very big core member of our team. We were approached and reached out to be in a vampire movie, so we both did it, and I was able to get killed in Ybor City. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was actually in Ybor City at it used to be that place that was Cereal-holics, and then it became something else. It got bar rescued. They hired me to do a stand-up show. It was on my birthday, and it was so exciting because I was a guest radio on the radio on my birthday earlier, but it was from 12 to 3, and it was my first time on the radio. And then I was like, I got the bug after that happened. It was, you know. And then I got to...
Yeah, I would love to be in another movie. It was fun.
I was, you know, doing an open mic at the Loft. And in the middle of me talking after I introduced my first comic was on there, the owner comes up to me and she says, they're interrupting people's conversations. They can't hear themselves talk, so we're going to... You were going to wrap this up. Okay, I mean, the show was on like 20 minutes. And I was about ready to bring Tay Monet on, who I've been on all her shows, and she wanted to do stand-up for the first time. And I was like, for the first time, she's going to be on my stage. And it was just, that meant something to me. And I said, can we just wait another 10 minutes? Now, in the meantime, there's a basement place, too. And I'm like, can they just go down there? Or can we just move the show down there? I'm one way or the other, I'm good. And... But she never paid me. She kept looking in her wallet and then going, never paid me, and said, can I cash app you later? That's French for you're never getting your money.
Yeah.
Okay. And she did this to a couple other comics, and I'm like, now, you know, she sold, this is my new rule, by the way, I don't perform in any place that said a scene on Bar Rescue, okay, because there's nothing wrong with the place. It's always people running it. Because if the people were running it right, it wouldn't need to be rescued.
Exactly.
It would not be ran down, and it just wouldn't. And anyway, she saw me at the Parrot coming in. She was there with Joey Brooks, and she was going to pay cover. And I said, that'll be $55.
Mm-hmm.
And got my money.
Yep. You got to get your money one way or another.
I got my money. Took me a while. But the $5 went to the cover, and I need my $50.
I have situations in my past life before I moved to Florida where I got my money.
You get it.
I got my money.
You get yours.
I did things I'm not proud of, but I got it.
Mm-hmm. We all have.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm not going to apologize for anything. I'm like, you know what? I did what I had to do. When I was homeless, I did things.
Oh, yeah. You got to do what you got to do to survive.
Yeah, little gay boys will do sometimes.
Yeah.
Got it. I don't know what it was, but anyway, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to eat, got to pay the rent. You know, so I wasn't homeless long.
Yeah.
I'm a big thing about homelessness because, you know, don't give up.
No, never. Never give up. Roll over and play dead.
No, just fight.
It's never an option.
And there's people out there that will help you if you're willing to help yourself. And that's my lecture for the day, boys and girls. You know, that's my stars for the days, I guess. This has really been, it's been wonderful seeing you again. You look so great.
Oh, you too, brother. Thank you.
With the weight loss
and
everything. Yes,
I actually got, I had to go to a doctor the other day, and I stopped weighing myself after I lost like the first 150. And they weighed me at the doctor when I had to go in there, and I have lost 200 pounds now.
You've lost the whole person.
Yes. I when I started my weight loss journey, I was at 450 pounds.
Maybe you've lost two midgets.
Yeah, I love midgets.
Yeah, I guess it's not politically correct to say midgets.
They got a soft spot in my heart.
You know, we're not supposed to say midgets. And
Sorry.
I don't care. You know, look, I'm a comic, and if I don't offend somebody when I'm on stage, I
do
not
do
my job.
Because in comedy, you have to be able to find humor in any situation. And comedy is not for the weak.
And don't worry, you're not going to have two little people coming and running in here right now and kicking you in the shins. You're good.
I would welcome it.
Yeah, I would welcome it too.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But that's also a sign of good luck, though, if you have two midgets running into a studio.
Yeah,
like
we
that.
Actually went to the Brad Williams stand-up show a couple months ago with
he's
Chris.
He's hysterical.
Oh, God, I love him. He's so funny. I got my picture with him. I got to meet him and everything. But literally, my whole goal was I want to get a picture of me holding them. It's like I want to sit in my arm, lift them up. Oh, here we go. Let's have a funny picture. And at the end of his stand-up, he's like, I'm going to take pictures and I'm going to meet all y'all, but I got one rule and one rule only. Do not ask to pick me up. Ah.
Damn it. I've seen all his stuff on YouTube. Facebook, like I've seen a lot of his stand-up stuff. I'm dying to see this guy.
Oh, he is so funny, so funny. Chris made that happen, and it was great.
Where was the show?
It was at the Improv in Tampa. I mean, not Tampa. Well, Ybor. Ybor.
Yeah. I thought I heard about
that.
There was
chickens in the trees.
I missed it.
Yeah, it was great.
He's like one of the two comics left that I haven't seen in person that
yeah,
I want
and
to.
And the good thing was is being at a smaller venue, and it was getting ready to kick off his new tour. We were a test audience for his new material, so we got to see his new stuff before anybody on TV, Netflix, any of that anybody did.
There you go.
Did he look taller by being in this?
Oh no,
venue?
No. He is he is knee high to a duck, brother.
Thank you.
He is knee high to a duck.
We were both thinking it, so yeah. We were thinking
it. Said it at least, but no. But Brad Williams and Gabriel Iglesias are the last two comics
I
have
yes,
on my list.
Oh yes, I love Fluffy. I love
touring.
Fluffy. I love stand up comedy. I am all for it.
Let's see if you remember. What are the six levels?
I am lost.
Big, healthy, husky, fluffy, damn! And oh, hell no.
Another one too that's really funny online I would love to see in person is a gay comic, Mateo Lane.
Never heard of him.
And he is...
I'll look him up.
Because I had this thing for Matt Rife, watching all the YouTube videos and stuff. I saw his concert on Netflix. It's the highest viewership I got on my review, because I give it a review. He was... absolutely terrible. I was just like...
I haven't seen it yet. I've only seen little clips of his stuff here and there. He never really caught my attention, but I do know that he took a stab at Maryland, which is great because that's where I'm from, and he hit it right on the nail.
But, you know, he went after women.
Okay.
And he went after making fun of abused women, and he apologized for the joke, and he said, and then it was a click to... helmets to protect your head if you're gonna, you know.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, that's not good. I mean, right
it's
now,
funny.
I'm stuck on the grilled cheese right now. I'm making them at night.
You know,
you got to watch the grilled cheese skit. I think the guy's name is Danny or something like that, but I'm hooked.
You know, so it's one of those things that I think that sometimes TikTok will make you look better because you're only seeing
a couple of seconds.
Or 30 seconds, or, you know, sometimes a minute. And he does really good crowd work, and I got to give him that. But I think he looked tired. He looked a little high, quite frankly. No problem with that.
No problem with that at all.
But he looked tired.
Everybody is happy or high.
You know what? I will say this, though. Last year, he was worth $25,000. This year, he was worth $25 million.
It's amazing how quickly
you
come up.
So, you know what? I think his agents wanted to make, give him a little change so they could probably put him in some movies. I could see him. He reminds me a lot.
Let's not beat around the bush. He's a hunker.
Yeah.
He's a hunk.
He's easy on the eye.
I am comfortable. I can admit that's a good-looking guy.
You know what, though? You've always been comfortable with me.
Oh, I'm comfortable with everybody. I'm very comfortable.
You know, and we've even made some jokes about it. Like, you never compliment me like that. And you know, and it's like it takes a lot of comfort in yourself because you know who you are.
Well, I used to tell Chris all the time he has a nice butt. That was one of our running jokes in the flea market.
He did, actually. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, it was pretty. I wasn't fantasizing about it or nothing, but he was pretty. Do you see any trends forming, new trends?
As far as trends forming right now, it's pretty solid. But as far as trends going away, I hate to say it like this because it used to be our number one seller. Right now, which sadly, it's not going to go the way of the Beanie Baby, but it's definitely going down, is Funko Pops.
Yeah, well, because they're making too many.
Yes, that's the problem. They're overproducing.
It's oversaturated.
It is way oversaturated. Stop making millions of the same common. And then your exclusives actually make them an exclusive. It's the same pop with a sticker. That's the only difference, is a sticker.
Yeah, I agree with that, because I was actually going to ask you just really about the Funkos.
They used to be our biggest seller, but right now we're actually revamping the store, and we have 25% off on two whole walls of our Funko just to move them out to make room for more toys and comics, because that's what's really hot right now.
Yeah, it's just and then they did the pop, the soda pop ones, and the, you know, just stop.
Stop overproducing. Actually make a demand for your product by people not having to just, like, what I'm saying, like, actually make a demand. Quit overproducing it. If you're going to produce a piece, make like 10,000 pieces and say that's it. If you're printing 2 or 3 million of a common piece, you're oversaturating the market to the point nobody even wants it.
Yeah, and it's like, I only have two. I have my Pride Batman.
I used to have one in my personal collection at home. I don't know if I can say this word, but D in the Box, the old Saturday Night Live skit. Yeah, I actually used to have that pop, but then I saw that's a $75 pop, and I was like, nope, it's out of here.
Yeah, and I also have one with Cocaine Bear.
That's a great movie. The kills
are
so awesome. It's my
second favorite movie of the year, other than Godzilla Minus One. It's Cocaine Bear. And
mine's Gran Turismo. That's my favorite movie of the year so far that I've seen. Gran Turismo is a beautifully done movie.
Anybody wants to send me one of those in the mail, hit me up. I am not shameless. Okay, you know what? I did, you know, this time last month I had 248 followers on TikTok. Now I have like 1,300.
We just started our TikTok within the last couple weeks ago. So we're getting there. We just made it a TikTok business account, and it's also going to be one of the big tools as far as making our company a brand.
Yeah, because now I can go live.
Yeah.
Okay, they let me go live early. But again, I had so many hits on the 60-minute when I'm doing tarot card readings now, too. Just started that. I didn't do mine for the day. Oh, well. I could just put any date on it. Nobody will know. But yeah, it's TikTok is, I don't care what the Republic turds say, TikTok is the future of social media.
Yes.
It's not.
It has a huge reach. And it's engaging because literally you're only spending 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, or a minute of your time. You can do longer than that, but literally you can sit and somebody can be on their phone for 30 minutes, and that 30 minutes get exposed to hundreds of different businesses, peoples, et cetera.
Yeah, it's so much more efficient. It's so much, I mean, you know, it's not enough for you want to hack into it.
Right.
You know, Facebook is like, I've had to have 5 different Facebook accounts, you know. And
check out this Cash App glitch. I'm over those messages.
You know, yeah. I'm like,
stop it.
You know, stop asking for money.
Yeah.
Get a job.
That too. Yeah.
Get a job.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I understand if you're going to do a GoFundMe page, but there was one, just my favorite thing. She started a GoFundMe page because she wanted to buy a car. He was a drag queen. He says, I need a car. Go work.
Mm-hmm.
Get a day job.
If it's something you need to survive, something medical, something helping
medical
a family.
That's different.
If it's something somebody truly needs, I am all for giving to it. But if it's something that you have the ability to go out and get on your own, go out and get it on your own.
It'll mean more to you.
Yeah.
And the other one, too, was, I want to go to to cosmetology school. Why am I paying for that?
Tell me you want to go to college.
Tell me you want to go to college.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I went to cosmetology school for free. Okay, I got a grant and I went in for free. I didn't have to pay it back. Okay, but I did it. You know, and I figured when I got the grant, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Now I, after you graduate, you're like, oh, I got to touch people. That's just no.
Mm-hmm.
People are nasty. You just like I saw some the first time I did a hair thing in the school. There was like these lice all over this woman's hair, and at that point you have to shut down for like a week.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's bad. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, what do you know you have it? I mean, you know you have it because you're anyway. So yeah, that's not fun. What piece of advice would you give a new young up and comer entrepreneur?
Okay, new young up and comer entrepreneur. I always tell people when I give them advice, remember, I am not a reserved mindset. I am reserved when I have to be, but I tell people I am the risk it to get the biscuit kind of guy. No risk, no reward. If you don't put it on the line, you're never going to succeed. So when I tell people, like, when they want to chase their dreams, go for it. If you're not willing to lose it all, you're never going to succeed. You have to put it all on the line. Nobody ever makes it going by the book. You have to go against the grain. If you go by the book, you're going to fall down in the same level with anybody else. So truly succeed, you have to give it your all, and you have to put it on the risk, because if there is no risk, there is no reward. You literally have to put yourself in a situation where if this does not succeed, I am done. That will give you the relentless ability to never stop and keep pushing forward.
You keep saying biscuit and making me hungry for KFC now. I want a biscuit. You know, I kind of have the...
And I support people, too. If somebody comes to me and they're like, you know, I want to do this, I tell them to go for it. You only get one shot at this, you know, at life. So you either fall into the grain of being the 9-to-5 that you hate your life, you're boring, or you go against the grain and you build something that potentially can be beautiful and carry on for generations to come.
Yeah, I do remember that because when I was... new in it, and I was entering these talent shows, and I did this thing, and so at the City Side, it was called Just Slay, and every week I went, every week I lost. So you were like,
you keep losing, but you got to lose to win. If you do not fail, you will not succeed. Restro Rat is not my first business.
Yeah, you know, and then I kept going and going, and then I won.
Yeah, and you will. And you have to be relentless. You have to never give up.
But I made every finals because I always got the wild card, or I actually won a final, and you know, because I won the crowd over, and it was so amazing. It's the second amazing thing because I remember when I won MX Come Out St. Pete, okay, and I got the crown and the sash. And, you know, I'm 56 years old.
Looking fabulous.
And I did. I did look fabulous. I think I was wearing this jacket. No, I was wearing it. I was wearing because I did Delton. And I remember going into the Parrot with all that. I was like, look at me. You know, with all the places that would not book me.
Yeah.
You know, and this one I just really, you know, I made my own thing, my own little wave. I was show director at the Garage at the time. So I already had a gig. But then all of a sudden I got the year's residency.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm good. I got booking for a year. I'm good. Turned out didn't work so well for me with some of the political policies. And this is why I don't want to do pageants anymore. It's just like, you know, I'm too old for it. I'm too old for the drama.
Everybody needs to get along. Everybody love everybody. Great Jackie Moon.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, I agree with that. And it's like, you know, and... I'm going to talk a little bit about next show, which will be, I keep wanting to say June. I have no idea why. I don't like January because January is cold.
I wish it was June. I don't like the cold.
I moved a thousand miles away from the cold. Exactly.
And it still gets cold here.
You know, it will be January 4th, and my guests will be from the House of Stars. And it'll be Izzy and Lizza, and it'll be me and maybe another one. So I'm looking forward to that because Izzy just filmed a documentary for HBO, and it's been on HBO. It's called The Stroll, and it's a fascinating story of transgender prostitution in New York City and the stuff that they had to do there. And RuPaul's even in it. Apparently she was not very friendly or good to her own people back in the day. And I really don't think she is now, but that's just my opinion. Don't hate me. I have never seen a RuPaul's Drag Race ever. Okay? And they're like, what? No, I apparently didn't get that, Gay Jane. You know, because I want to watch drama. There's so many better things to watch on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Between all the streaming apps, you have endless TV and movies and cartoons from all over the world. You can always watch tons of different things.
Okay, we're about to wrap this up, so... Any last words you want to say to the city of Clearwater? Yeah, last words
I want to say to the city of Clearwater. First of all, support your local small business. You have your giant corporations that are ran and owned by billionaires that you are just a statistic to them on their profits. When you support a local small business, you're actually helping somebody chase their dreams, and you're helping your own community. And also... I would like to say thank you so much to my mom and my dad. With my mom's an AT dealer, my dad's a toy train dealer. Without them, I never would have gotten to this field. Thank you so much, and I love you guys, and thank you to the whole team at Retro Rat. Adam, Mox, TJ, Jay, Wes, Aaron, and the list goes on and on and on. We have the most solid team, and please come in, visit us, talk to any of us. We're always down to have a good time.
That is awesome. I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And just, you know, shooting the breeze and catching up. And I'll look forward to wearing your shirt.
Yes, definitely. I will go ahead on the next order. I got you on coming, brother.
Okay, and just let me know. I'll go pick it up, or, you know, you can mail it to me.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it to you.
Okay, and that'll be so awesome. For all you people out there, again, I want to thank Viper Video, Memphis Barbecue, of course, Retro Rat Now.
Yes, thank you.
And catch me every Monday in Plant City at Herb Labs for a fabulous and open mic. It also features music now, and it's the only open mic in Plant City so far. So it's a great place. Support your local businesses and listen. And again, another shout out for Don Reese for giving me this extra time. We love you, Don.
And shout out to Arizona Tea. I'm always drinking it, but they ain't paying me for it.
There we go. And there we are. It's been a fabulous time. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, you're welcome, Russell. Thank you. Anytime.
Anytime, yes, at least once a month, but we're working on it.
Slowly but steady, we'll get there.
We'll get there, and it will be a wonderful time. And, of course, thank you to the audience for listening. Thanking for Lewis for driving me up here.
And thank you very much. And by the way, happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays,
ho,
everybody.
Ho, ho.
Merry Russellmas.
Santa's got a big fat sack.
Oh, that was a
mess.
And
that's how
up.
We leave you on the WrestleMania Star Show. We'll see you next month.
Bye.
Good hope to win. You're stopping down the road and leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by